material.
אנחנו לומדים אתכם.
We learn together, and we spoke about it all the time. There is only one force, the upper force, the Creator.
But
this force influences us in a dual manner, both from the right and from the left, from the good and seemingly from the bad. In order to correctly guide us on the path, aim us on the path, the Creator cannot be made of one force. It can be, but then it's still vegetative or animate. The speaking degree is not like the rest of creation. It is different than all the other degrees in creation because it has two forces.
יש לקוח בימי כמו בכולם.
It has animalistic force like everyone, like in the still vegetative and animate, but inside it, in its internality, we have the force of the soul, and the soul is already included of two forces, both the bad and good force that exist in the soul are such forces that do not exist in the still vegetative and animate degrees, and also in the regular person, but only inside the soul there's a condition for development using these two opposing forces. So although there is one upper force, the Creator, but relative to us, it appears, it teaches us, it educates us through these two opposing forces, just like we do it with our kids. We behave both in a good way and in a seemingly bad way, but that's in order to educate them and bring them to an understanding, to an awareness, for them to understand and feel reality and be able to behave correctly with everything around them. And the system of these two forces that come to us from the Creator, it works on the people whom they want to advance, and according to how much these people understand that the Creator relates to them with this duality, seemingly the good and the bad, in order to teach us how to correctly deal with what's before us. Then, thanks to both, the correct attitude to both, when we use both of them, we don't erase any one of them. Let's say the bad thing, and we used to live only the good. No. We relate also to the bad as towards the good. So the main thing is to reach between them to justification of the Creator and to come closer to Him. So, and meaning we approach Him through the middle line. Therefore, anyone who's taken into account only his egoistic will to receive cannot advance, but remains in the same level, same degree. Specifically, the ascent up the spiritual degrees happens when we use the ego and our desire grows. And we advance alongside it. That's what we need to be learning here. So he's saying the following. Baal HaSulam. Crown means keter.
Tag. The keter.
Tag is keter. And keter is the emanator and the root. And holiness is connected to the root, meaning everything that exists below the Creator, below the root, is called holiness, because it comes from the Creator's will to bestow. Meaning that kedusha, holiness, is considered being an equivalence of form with its root. Meaning everything that's below the Creator but that's connected to the Creator is called holiness. This means that as our root, namely the Creator, wants only to bestow, as it is written, his desire to do good to the creatures, so the Kedusha, holiness, is only to bestow upon the Creator. Sitra Acha, the other side, however, the other side from the Creator, that's also surely managed by the Creator, she aims only to receive for herself. For this reason, she is not adhered to the root, which is Keter, who is entirely in bestowal. This is why the Sitra Acha, the other side, is referred to as having no Keter, no root. In other words, she has no Keter because she is separated from the Keter, from meaning the Creator is managing it, and all of the Sitra Acha, the other side, is in his hands, but is not connected to it in such a way that his nature is in the system of the Sitra Acha. And now we can understand what our sages said, that all who add, subtract. This means that if you add to the count, it subtracts. Meaning he thinks that there is the force of the Creator in the Sitra Acha. This is the meaning of adding. It is the same here, relating to what is inside. It writes, moreover, you shall take the tabernacle with 10 curtains. Relating to what is outside, it writes 11 curtains. Adding letters, meaning adding the ayin, the Hebrew letter, to the 12 and subtracting from the account. It subtracts 1 from the number 12 because of the addition of the ayin, a letter ayin, to the 12. No, this is written not in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in other books. This part. It is known that calculation is implemented only in Malchut. Malchut is called calculation. Who calculates the height of the degree? And it is known that Malchut is called the will to receive for oneself. And when she annuls her will to receive before the root, towards the Creator, and does not want to receive, but only to give to the root, like the root, she wants to resemble the Creator and the will to bestow. Then Malchut is called Ani, I, and it becomes Ein, meaning nothing. Meaning she replaces the Ein, the letter Ein, with Aleph. Only then does she extend the light of Keter to build her Partsuf, and becomes 12 Partsufim of holiness. Meaning the moment it annuls itself and all the way to the root, the Shosh, then instead of I, she's called Ein, nothing, because she annulled herself from Malchut to Keter. However, when she wants to receive for herself, she becomes the evil eye. In other words, where there was a combination of Ein, meaning annulment before the root, which is Keter, it has become Ein, meaning seeing and knowing within reason. Meaning above reason, it means to be adhered in the root, and this is Ein. And within reason, it means to be inside Malchut. And within reason, this is called adding. meaning one wants to add knowing to faith and work within reason.
I know.
In other words, she says that it is more worthwhile to work within reason, and then the will to receive will not object to the work. Of course, the will to receive will not object, but even help. But this will stop being holiness. The Malchut will not disconnect from itself and adhere to the shores, to the root. And this is called subtraction. This causes a flaw, meaning that they were separated from the keter, called the desire to bestow, which is the root. And there is no longer the matter of equivalence of form with the root. The matter of equivalence of form with the root, called keter. For this reason, the sitra acha, the other side, is called malchut without a crown. It means that malchut of the sitra acha does not have adhesion with the keter. For this reason, they only have 11 patsufim without patsuf keter. This is the meaning of what our sages said. 99 died of evil eye, meaning because they have no quality of keter. It means that the malchut in them, being the will to receive, does not want to annul before the root, called keter. Meaning, this means that they do not want to make of the ani, the I, called the will to receive, the quality of ein, nothing, which is the annulment of the will to receive. Instead, they want to add. And this is called the evil eye. Ein. That is where there should be ein, nothing, with aleph, they insert the evil eye. Thus they fall from their degree due to lack of adhesion with the root. And this is the meaning of what our sages said, anyone who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. As he makes to authorities, that's the reason. However, when he's one, when one is in the state of ein, nothing, and annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is only to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator, then all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. And this is the meaning of what he has said, the whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world so that I can give everything, even on the left line, against the Creator. I'm willing to go through it to be able to bestow everything to the Creator, called to serve my Maker.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how can I see the difference between Malchut without a crown and Malchut with a crown?
Malchut without a crown is the Malchut without a keter, the Malchut that's not connected to the Creator. The will to receive is Malchut, the keter is the will to bestow. Between the will to receive and the will to bestow, between keter and Malchut, you have all the sefirot, all the incorporations. Between the bestower and the receiver, these incorporations, in various forms, above the will to receive in them, they're called sfirot, which besides the keter, it's the will to receive that acquires different modes of bestowal. It wants to resemble in different ways to the keter. That's why Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, down to Malchut. all these sfirot, they wish to resemble the keter to some extent, meaning all their desires are the desires to receive. Various modes that resemble the keter. That's what they're called sfirot. Where, although they are the discernments of the creature, nevertheless they shine, sfira from the word sapir. They shine because they are similar to the keter to some extent, except for malchut, the last sfira, who only has a will to receive. And then through the correction, it makes restriction, screen, reflected light. She likens herself to the other sfirot before her to reach the keter. Then it turns out that the sfirot between malchut and keter are an example for malchut, how it needs to improve and to be adhered in the keter. We'll learn about those things. There are many things here. Our entire work is within the 10 sfirot, okay?
Kab Yufri.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
To give everything to the Creator, I must receive all the degree in the world. Could you explain this last sentence? Toda, Rav.
Yeah,
of course this is so, because the Creator is the uppermost degree relative to us, and we are the lowest degree relative to Him. In order to reach the Creator, I have to resemble the Creator gradually in my will to receive and resemble more and more the desire to bestow. This is the meaning of climbing up the degrees, seemingly from Malchut to Keter.
Рав, доброе утро. Написано здесь, что всякий, кто добавляет, ухудшает. Что в данном случае имеется в виду?
It says here that all who add, subtract. What does it mean to add here?
Generally speaking, anyone who thinks that all the disturbances come to us, not from the Creator, but from some other side, he subtracts. He is wrong, because everything belongs to, there's no one besides him.
Дорогой Раф, ты хочешь как бы отмениться, вот исчезнуть там, превратить себя в ничто, как там написано.
You want to nullify and dissolve and become nothing towards the friends, and the Creator still forces you to add your own thoughts, desires. So how to not add?
We can't not add. We constantly have doubts. To add or not, to be with the sitrach, the other side, or not. What to do with the will to receive that constantly awakens? But without the awakening of the will to receive, we won't be able to grow up. Imagine to yourself a baby that's not growing up, because he does not have an addition. He doesn't want this, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to grab or demand anything. It's a poor baby. How much will we suffer if we have such children? And they require special treatment, and we're the same. Although we do have an impulse to advance, but we stop along the way, and we are rewarded with a special treatment from the Creator. And we advance, nevertheless, because the purpose of creation has to be revealed. So we have to understand that all these seemingly negative evil forces, the sitrach, the other side, comes from that Creator. The same Creator, the same intention to advance us. But what does it mean that she lacks a crown, a keter? She doesn't come directly to the Creator, but she's helped against. He rejects us, repels us, and by that he advances us. He brings us forces of disruption. He brings us criticism, lack of agreement with what's happening, precisely to awaken in us positive criticism and agreement above the disagreement. And then we are not happy with the Creator. We don't want to advance. We hate the friends, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wish to kill one another and all of that. Only so we would learn to distinguish good and bad from good, and the correct combination of the two. We are in both. From the bad side, we receive the coarseness. From the good side, we receive the strength, the forces for restriction, for a screen. And then by using both, meaning love covers all transgressions, the sandwich here is the ego, and here above it is its corrections. When I use it in order to bestow, in this way I can advance. We also see it in our world. If the egoist, that big, strong egoist, if he takes the correct goal, already the other side, and if you have a great force of the left, but he covers it with the right, and advance towards this goal, he reaches high levels. Meaning it's good to have the evil inclination. It's good to have the egoistic desire, this cruelty, if we can only conquer it, that evil system, and manage it, aim it at the attainment of the Creator.
В итоге, как мне правильно добавить? То есть в итоге я все равно должен отмениться снова перед товарищами.
But ultimately, how do I add in the right way? I'll have to.
But when you annul yourself, you annul the negative use. When you try as much as possible to turn it into put it into good use, according to he who is greater than his friend, the nation is greater. If you can have the evil force, what would make you good? You understand? You must be. You must have a need for attaining the goal, for reaching the Creator, for exploring and understanding everything. But all of that should be covered with a desire to bestow to the other and through them to the Creator.
Раф, спасибо, что простили. Значит, цифра 99 здесь проскакивает. Что это такое значит?
Number 99 that appears here, what does it mean?
That other than Keter, there are no changes between bestowal and reception. Rather, what does not exist in the force of reception is the connection with the Creator. That's what is absent. The force of reception is not connected to the Creator. That's why it's 99 instead of 100. Okay.
Rav, la Sitra Akra è un'illusione che troviamo solamente in Malkut senza Keter?
Rav, is the Sitra Akra an illusion that we want the Malkut without a crown?
No, the Sitra Akra, the other side, it's not an illusion. It's here in this world. But it's not Sitra Akra, it's just a will to receive, as you see it in animals. They don't have evil in them or good in them. It's simply nature that's running them and managing them. That's it. In man, it's already about the intention to enjoy harming others. It corresponds to what has to be in a person, which is to delight the others. In this way, we have opposite forces in us, our ego. That's why it's called our ego. In animals, in the still vegetative inanimate, there is no ego. It's simply the will to receive. The egoistic will to receive is when he wants to enjoy, to derive, to feel pleasure at the expense of the other. And corresponding to that, he has to install these new relationships where he wishes to give pleasure to the other and delight him. And then using these systems, where each time he wants to enjoy the world more and enjoy the Creator and the other, and he installs an opposite system. That's what man has to do, the right line.
He'll
be able to do good outside of himself to the other. So between these two systems, he begins to connect to the root, the Creator. Because the Creator is the root both for the right side and for the left side. And that's how we attain the Creator. The upper one, the uppermost one, and the one who manages both, the right and the left. I'm happy that Kab Yosefan got it already. Now we go to Internet Woman, Coleman.
What's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow?
What's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow? It's actually not a simple question. The will to receive and the will to bestow. The will to receive is the created beings, their nature. And the will to bestow is the Creator. And these things never change. Not the will to receive, not the will to bestow. They do not change. What changes is only the intention, the how you use the desire. The Creator, in His desire, He's entirely in the intention to use His desire to bestow for the good of the created beings. And the Creator behaves in this way all the time. He simply changes his clothing all the time in order to educate us, to teach us. Just like we act different forms before our children. We clothe in different forms of behavior so the children will be able to learn that we relate to them in this way and that way, and accordingly they will change their attitude, their behavior. Whereas the created being, he is in the will to receive, and that's it. The will to, the desire to enjoy, that's it. And he cannot change his nature forever. But we need to learn how we acquire new forms on top of our will to receive, on top of our desire to enjoy, where we seemingly clothe the way a wolf is clothed in a sheepskin. It's truly like that. And it's that simple. We need for that help from above, the upper light, who will help us, on the one hand, to stand on both feet on the ground, on our will to receive, on our ego, and on the other hand, and we're not disconnecting from the ego, we're not entering convoluted states, clouds, imaginations. No, and with our will to receive, we begin to acquire degrees of bestowal. So our will to receive can clothe in various forms of bestowal. And that's what we wish to learn, to demonstrate inside the group. This is the most convenient, the best, the safest. Or in the group, I can gradually see my attitude, how I improve towards the friends, where although I remain in my will to receive, I don't get into some form of illusion. But together with that, in order to attain the goal, in order to reach adhesion with the Creator, I'm willing to work for them in order to bestow, in order to help, in order to contribute, to do everything that's good for them. Then it works out that if everyone is like that in the 10, we try. And then we begin to feel that behind our attitude toward the friends, you find the Creator, as it's written, that the Creator stands behind every friend. But this is possible to do only when we truly change and we give one another examples. And then it turns out that from the attitude towards the friends who wish to bestow, to help, to support, they become closer emotionally to each one from the 10. We begin to feel connection between us, and the connection brings us the image of the Creator. That's how we attain the Creator according to the rule from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. Coleman? Question from Moscow 8. In what state Malchut annuls before the Keter?
In what state, when I appreciate some form of bestowal in my eyes more than that of reception, because I realize it's the quality of the Creator, and only in this way I can understand Him, if I do the same action as Him, then I understand Him. This is called, from your actions we know you. By me doing these actions that I hear the Creator is doing, that's His nature. Even when I do it externally, when I try to do actions of bestowal, from this I can understand what He is. How does He operate? How does He influence us? And then from love of the created beings, which I do with the friends in practice, by this I understand a certain flavor, color, shape of the nature of the Creator. So again, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. There aren't that many words here, but there are many aspects of emotion in terms of
thank you, Rav. Good morning. What feeds the Sitra Acha? What does it feed on?
The Sitra Acha is nourished when we give up spiritual advancement and we add our own strength to it. We are as if standing in the middle between Kedusha and Klipa, the will to bestow and the will to receive. And if we prefer the will to receive, then we nourish her. We increase her. But even though it grows, when we are weak and we can't defend ourselves, resist it, still there is such a condition called, He has swallowed down riches and He shall vomit them up. Meaning that from all our descents to the Sitra Acha, if we have the patience, the perseverance, and we keep going, then we make it so that all the forces and thoughts that we couldn't correct, and they fell to the Sitra Acha, they then emerge from it, and thereby we advance.
So
how do we attach all the fall of the coarseness?
We don't do that. That's the upper light, but it happens on the condition that a person continues, keeps going. Even though, as it says, 1,000 times the righteous shall fall and rise. Meaning we keep going, we don't let go of the path, even just our mechanical participation in the tens, in the study, at least in a corporeal way. I'm there. I'm there in the lessons, in the gathering of friends, the different actions. Internally, I feel dead. But that's what's inside, and I'm not responsible for what I am. But I keep going. So, as we keep going, even though we're incapable, specifically by that we come to the best possible spiritual states. Because to begin with, we don't have any strength to overcome anything. We have to understand that it's only perseverance. As much as possible. It's known that anyone who wants to achieve success has to be. Why don't the Kabbalists want to talk about it so much? Because the system of Kedusha and the system of Sita Acha exist in parallel. But we don't want to be interested in the system of the Sita Acha, because that will put us under its power, and it will influence us. Like we tell kids, you know, go play with the good kids, don't play with the bad kids, you know. So same with us. In Kabbalah, it is not customary to teach beginners about the systems of Klipa. But don't worry, the time will come, and we'll begin to understand them. And even learn them, somewhat. It'll come, but bit by bit. This is really just like with little kids. We have to open the world to them to the extent that they can manage it. We don't talk to children about the bad things happening in the world. They can't perceive that and cope with that. So, bit by bit. So don't worry, everything will come in its time. Okay?
Buongiorno, caro Rav. In parte hai già risposto, ma vorrei approfondire. La Shitra Akra va accolta...
Oh, you answered part of the question, but I would like to continue. Should we relate to the Sitra Akra? It's something that comes from the Creator, and then I have to accept it as parts of me, or I have to reject it. How should I treat it practically?
This depends on the person. I wouldn't determine that. Of course, it all comes from the upper force. There's an upper force. Under that, there is the Creator. That is the force that does good, is good and does good to everyone. And then there's another force called Sitra Acha, the other side. One time we look at it as part of the Creator, another time we look at it as going against the Creator. But one way or another, it always works in a way that it brings us to criticize the Creator so that we can study the Creator and then transcend the criticism after we criticize, after these scrutinies, that by that we actually come to attain the Creator so that we receive from the Sitra Acha a system, meaning all the hurdles and disturbances and weaknesses that we have. If we overcome that, If we cover that, then we discover the Creator in various facets and ways, and that means that we attain the Creator. Okay, Brazil 2.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Rokely.
Hello.
Rav, what is the most efficient way to awaken the friends? Because it seems like without even being able to see it or feel it, we won't even see it coming, or that we have the candle is not a note to the torch. So, what would be the most efficient way to awaken the candle in order to annul to the torch?
Bekol makom, im ata rotze lashpia.
In any situation, if you want to influence something outside of you, you basically have only one way to do it. An example. Example, whether it's with regards to kids or adults or even animals, it doesn't matter. Try to set a good example. What's a good example? An example from which anyone who looks at it can learn what you want to tell him by that. You don't speak, you set an example with your own behavior, that this is what you like, that this is what you want, and this is what you want to get closer to or far away from, this is what you are afraid of, and so on. Give these examples. It works especially well on kids. All of education should really be through examples. And the same with regards to the friends. Without words, the less words the better. More examples. Try and you'll see how that is. I don't understand what you're saying. How to see it?
Yeah, how to see, how to turn the evil to good.
It all depends on how much through the 10 you try to achieve this state, where you want to see only good in everything. You accept everything only through the good that does good. Try, and according to your effort, you will bless the Creator and be grateful. And if you don't succeed, you'll ask for correction to succeed in seeing. In all his actions, only good actions. And then you will feel that you are immersed in goodness, and then you'll be closer to him. Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. This Sitra Akra, is this more than just the darkness so that it's there for me to see the light? Is it more than, you know, the good that does only good?
No. The system of the Sitra Achra, the other side, is a replica of the Creator's goodwill, but we don't feel it as this bad replica, because we were all results of it. And that's why in our work, we want to see ourselves as disconnecting from the other side. Another last question, PT31.
How do we develop sensitivity to determine for whom am I making the action, for me or for him?
If it's for the sake of the 10, you already have a scrutiny to make. And if it's with the 10 towards the Creator, you also have a scrutiny to make. That's it. Other than that,
you don't have any clear discernments. You can always confuse yourself. Try to determine it like that, either in the direction of the ten or with the ten towards the Creator. It should be as one alignment. Israel, the light and the...
Moskva, Madura.
Yeah, a few more. Why can't we avoid falling to the Sitra Achra? What action makes us fall?
Only if we are together and if we want to help each other reciprocally, to understand that only together we can come closer to the goal. And if we don't hold on to each other, we don't get closer to the goal. We might even go further away from the goal. So this will be the correct progress. If we are together, then we will always come closer. If we are separate, we'll always go further away. And it doesn't matter how much we know, it doesn't matter how successful we might be in some other things. Rather, the sign of progress is the good deeds that bring joy, happiness.
Yeah. Question from Argentina. How to make others in the 10 accept what we're doing as an example? Because not everyone is interested in that. Maybe simply let the light do the work.
You have to sometimes set such meetings between the tens, but do this gently and discuss and share impressions about how much in the ten you can support and help the friends, men and women. Very important. If we are looking at other tens, it makes us envious, and that is a very powerful force of progress. It's not a bad force.
From Moscow, it says, the whole world was created to serve me. How should I understand this? And does it mean that the world depends only on my correction?
Yes, the whole world depends only on my correction, and the whole world was built for me. But you should add, and I was made to serve my Maker. I was made to shift all of my efforts, all of my impressions to the Creator. And if each one does that, each one achieves the awareness. Article we were sent.
We continue to Shamati 18. My soul shall weep in secret.
Shamati Yudchet, Mahu Bemistarim.
Shamati 18, my soul shall weep in secret in the work. When concealment overpowers a person, and it comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless, and he cannot picture or feel any love and fear, and cannot do anything in Kedusha, in holiness, his only counsel is to cry to the Creator to have mercy on him, remove the screen from his eyes and his heart.
Again,
when concealment overpowers a person, and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless, and he cannot picture or feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in Kedusha, in holiness, his only counsel is to try to cry to the Creator to have mercy on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart.
We can see he is in a terminal state. It doesn't remember the past, good or bad, only in a bad way, and the same with the present and the future. Such a concealment that, but at least he feels where he is. That's already something of livelihood. Because it's impossible that a person feels bad if there's nothing good within it. Because otherwise even the bad wouldn't be felt. So he's not dead, he's alive, and he feels the bad.
Yeah. And crying is a very important matter. It is, as our sages said, all the gates were locked, except for the gates of tears. And the world asks about this, if the gates of tears are not locked, what is the need for the gates at all? And he said that it is like a person who asks his friend for some necessary object. This object touches his heart, and he asks and begs in every manner of prayer and plea. Yet his friend pays no attention to this, and when he sees that there is no longer reason for prayers and pleas, then he raises his voice in weeping. It is said about this, all the gates were locked except for the gate of tears. That is, when were the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates were locked. It is then that there's room for the gates of tears, and then we see that they were not locked. However, when the gates of prayer are open, the gates of tears and weeping are irrelevant. This is the meaning of the gates of tears are locked. Thus, when are the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates are locked. Then the gates of tears are open, since one still has the choice of prayer and plea. And this is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, meaning when one comes to a state of concealment, then my soul shall weep, because one has no other counsel. This is the meaning of all that your hand and strength can do, do.
And then you will reach the gate of tears. You will force them to open. And this is how we enter the palace of the Creator, the upper world, only through tears. A person gives up on all of his powers, and he knows that nothing can help him, but as a result of a lot of work. And what still stays with him is that he nevertheless has to achieve the goal, and he's not despaired from having to achieve it. He's despaired with his own powers. That with his own powers, he has nothing more to add. He completely gives up on in every way. And it's not simple, because the Sitra Acha always comes and says, you have to add here, add there, or maybe you need to learn something, maybe you need to do something. And then he will enter. The gate of tears means he has got nothing to add of his own. He is 100% certain. And then the door to spirituality opens up for him. We gradually create that.
The Sitra Acha, the other side, confuses a person
after he did everything, that he can still do something else. How do you overcome that? That everything in your power should do, do it. He feels he did it all, but he's still confused that there's maybe another thing to do.
And that's a sign he hasn't gone all the way. He needs to continue to add more and more, as much as possible. But he understands where he needs to go. He needs to reach. He needs to reach a state where he gives all of his powers, not, but really all of his powers, not that he pretends in front of someone, that he really made every effort. He's got the goal in front of him and he wants it 100%, and he wasted all of his powers 100%, and he sees that he can't add. And it doesn't come because of laziness or because of his ego. It's just that he's got nothing more to sacrifice in order to obtain holiness. And then he comes to the outcry. And through the gate of tears that he feels within him, that he's facing a wall and there's nothing you can do about it, then all of a sudden, it opens.
So in such a state, it's the other side won't confuse him that there's anything else to do.
If it does happen, then it's a sign he hasn't reached the gate yet. And what is the gate? The wall that he feels in front of him. Suddenly, in it, he sees that there is an opening. And it goes through. That's how it works in spirituality. You have a wall that's stronger and bigger all the time, and it's growing, and there's nothing you can do with it. And nevertheless, you, it's called an opening for those who knock in repentance. You want to break through this wall, but there is no gate in the wall. Sometimes it's as if there is, but it's totally locked. And, but basically in spirituality, there's only a wall. And even that, it takes a while before a person sees the wall. But then the wall suddenly opens, suddenly there is a gate there. He writes about it in a letter, Baal HaSulam. Rabash also once told me that that's how it works in spirituality. Either a wall or an opening. But you can...
Barav, что именно человек не может прорвать? От чего его душа...
What exactly can't a person break through? What is the soul crying from? What is that point?
It is the wall of his heart, which cannot, when he cannot make an opening in the walls of his heart, so that the quality of bestowal can enter there, the quality of the Creator. This is what he can't do. The heart is blocked, closed. It's in this rigid crust, and there's nothing you can do. Only a prayer. A prayer from the group. We need to connect together in the ten and ask for everyone. And then for another day, some other day, ask for someone in specific. Today we're praying for this person, for today for another person, and the next day for a third person. And in this way, kind of by roster, praying for each and every one. And in this way, we'll get used to demanding of the Creator to...
Sliha.
Sorry. He says whenever the gate of tears is, when all the other gates are locked, then the gate of tears opens. What is that state? Is that advancement?
It is when you think that you have several approaches, several routes, several activities by which you can get closer to holiness and enter holiness, enter spirituality. And now you're discovering that nothing opens, everything is locked, closed. But it's not like your desire disappeared. No, you have a big desire. It's as if you just lost your ways. There's nothing I can do in order to achieve spirituality, touch the quality of bestowal. To bestow, I can't reach it. And then you discover that there is a way. To receive the quality of bestowal. What is it? To connect to the Creator. Now I understand that revealing the Creator, meaning connecting with Him, it means to connect with Him, to connect with the quality of bestowal, with love, with connection with everyone, a general concern for everyone, the way the Creator cares for everyone. This is called connecting with the Creator, coming to connect with the Creator. I didn't think about it before. I thought that connecting with the Creator is done by seeing more, feeling more, understanding more. Me, me, me. I would be filled. Now I see that revealing the Creator and connecting with the Creator is when I get a chance to bestow upon everyone, care for everyone. I didn't think previously that this is what has to happen. Maybe if I'd known about it previously, I wouldn't even come to it, approach it. But now I know, and I'm still moving toward it. I want it to happen to me.
It feels like if a person reaches complete breaking, it's hard to define. It's like he's completely shattered to reach a state that he cries.
What did you think? You want to love everyone and bestow upon everyone so much? And everyone basically is the Creator, yes? I dwell among my own people. So you want to love and bestow upon everyone so much and sympathize with everyone so much, and that's the only reason you want to exist? It's like the Creator. When you burst out in tears. And this is called standing before the gate. Within ourselves.
Ну просто вот мы вы говорите, что к ним приходишь, когда уже все сделал и нет возможности.
So you're saying we reach these gates after you did everything and you can keep going. So in the group, there's always something you can do to serve the friends.
No. The more you can add, please add. But when you come in your inner efforts to a state where there's nothing more, there cannot be more. But that state is, as we said, it's a complicated state. You really want to add, to bestow upon others. You really want to help the group, etc. But you simply cannot do more than that. You see that you are powerless, you are hopeless, you are incompetent. It's a state that the Creator depicts for us. And then when you burst out and you agree to every condition, as long as you can be in adhesion with everyone and help everyone, you even want to use the Creator in order to help everyone else, so that the quality of bestowal in you will really be for the sake of all of reality, the whole world, all of humanity. and then you burst into spirituality through the gate of tears. Well, there are all kinds. There are all kinds of measures. But basically, that's how you can picture it.
Можно продолжить вопрос?
Ну, быстро.
Да. В статье говорится, что я должен потратить все силы, и только тогда я пройду через...
It says in the article that I have to take all my forces out, and only then I pass through the gate. And we have a 10, we give forces, it's...
No. Incorrect. Precisely by being in the 10, you can add more and more powers and reach the gate of tears more quickly. Without the 10, you don't reach the gate of tears. You don't reach anything. You're not advancing. The gate of tears is nevertheless along the way to correction.
What
forces do the friends have to give me?
Everything. The rightness of the way, the greatness of the goal, the exaltedness of the goal, everything we have. As much as possible. You don't sort. I take this from the 10 and I don't take that. You just cling to them and you go along with them. Yes, Niv, what?
There's the quote with the gate and the opening you were saying.
Alright, say it.
From Article 26 of Bala Sulam. Instead of the door, that is the opening. While it's closed, again, the door is the place of the opening when it is closed. In corporeality, you can see the door just as you can see the opening. But in spirituality, you see only the opening. But you cannot see the opening unless with complete pure faith. Then you see the door, and at that moment it turns into an opening, because he is one and his name is one.
We will explain it more elaborately later, but the example is correct. There is a wall, and I discover that there is a wall in front of me, and it is impossible to go through this wall. In any way, you can't jump over it, you can't go around it, nothing. But the minute I discover the quality of faith that we have to discover, then this quality of faith creates the opening in the wall, and I go through.
Да, доброе утро. Раф, спасибо большое за возможность.
Good morning, Raf. Thank you for the opportunity to ask question from the 10. Can you invest a complete measure of efforts and reach the cry?
You have to. You have to think this way all the time. Right now and today, you have to come to a state where you give all the quantity and quality of the labor, of the effort.
Thank you, Rav. Bala Sulam tells us that there's no greater state or happier state than reaching this. So we see this when we look back, that it's the happiest state.
Why in retrospect? Why? If I know that reaching the gate of tears is the most advanced thing, that's the border between this world and the upper world. So I'm happy. Why is it called tears? It's called tears because I give up totally, finally, with my own strength. That I myself am certain that I myself cannot reach this form of bestowal, form of love. I cannot achieve it. Bishkek.
Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо, что разрешили спросить.
Hello, Raf. Thank you for letting me ask. You said that the prayer itself can be like in the group, also towards the individual friend. What should be the right prayer?
I can't explain these things to you. Try to find expressions for it. Try. I am just saying that you can, let's say today we're praying for Niv. You see this poor guy? See this poor guy? So we're praying for him so he will finally be happy in life. Tomorrow we'll pray for Kolman. Show us Kolman.
No.
See?
Ken.
That's it. And he's responsible for the women. So we're praying for him. And likewise for each and every one, except for me. We're not praying for me. But don't pray for me. But for each and every friend in the group, do pray for them. You can do it. That you wish that they will reach the gate of tears, spirituality, anything. One who prays for his friend is rewarded first. It really promotes people, advances them. Okay? No. That's unrelated. You don't need to talk about it. Stop. It's unrelated to what you say. A prayer is the work in the heart. Learn them. But the gate of tears is a special gate that opens only if a person understands that he has no power to perform any act of bestowal on the one hand. On the other hand, he must achieve acts of bestowal, and it doesn't matter to him what happens. He is willing to sacrifice anything for it, as long as he can be a giver. And then this gate. This prayer, this request.
How can we reach a state where we feel that we did everything we can? Because we always feel we can do more efforts.
Baal HaSulam writes about it, that the Sitra Acha comes first and says you need to add some more. So when can we say we've done everything? Only in the 10. When I hear from others that we cannot do any more, if the 10 agrees and unites around the concept that it did everything and it can't do any more, then it might happen in that state when it agrees.
Rav, שאלה של חבר.
A question from a friend. By what mechanism is there a transition between a portsuf of the records from 4 to 4-3?
It's all one malchut that passes all kinds of records, impressions from the light working in her, the way it works on the light, and it's all happening actually in one desire in order to understand what happens. So it's divided into paltzufim, into slices. But actually, it's all one desire, and everything that happens, happens entirely in everything. And don't think that, like we talked about it today, that what we have here, that it doesn't affect even everything above the tabu and all the paltzufim. Because every record, every plea, every action, even the smallest one, ascends to Ein Sof and descends back through all the Patsufim, and they all.
Galgalta.
If
anything that happens in a lower one makes a change in the upper one, in our work, do we also cause changes in the whole system?
We constantly cause changes in the entire system, no matter what we do, in every thought, in every desire, and even in physical actions, but the most is in thought. Everything will be clarified in thought. All in all, what our actions, our desires influence the thought, and the thought towards the Creator, towards the upper system changes, that is what influences, that's how we bestow upon the system.
Is Vak of Bina like the umbilical cord that connects the desires below the tabu?
Vak of Bina, it's close to it. We have to see how Bina is made, where it has breasts, womb, and that entire system that takes care of the womb, how the womb gets a new record, a reshimo, and becomes pregnant and starts taking care of the new record, even though it's a degree of Bina. You see Bina going below the tabu. And soon we'll learn that there are shattered vessels, and these shattered vessels will enter Bina, a special place in Bina, that will be ready to accept the broken records and correct them until the degree of the vessels that can bestow in order to bestow and even receive in order to bestow. It will all soon be clear here. And then we'll learn the system of pregnancy and birth.
Final question. What is the difference between in the relation between before the first restriction and after the second restriction?
The first restriction is total. It's vessels that are born in the world to receive, in order to receive. It's restricted, and they bring themselves to a correction that they'll only want to receive in order to receive, meaning a change in intention. And in according to the intention, these vessels in sanctity and spirituality are used in the desires that have the right intention. Meaning I have desires that have an intention to bestow, so I can use them. If there's desires that don't have the intention to bestow, I do not use them. And the border, the limit between using them and not using them, that's called the parsa. That's it. So we'll learn all these things later from life. All the best to you all, and good luck to men and women till tomorrow. Good luck.
So, the recommended exercise is that every 10 does a roster of praying for each of its friends, every day for another friend, and this way we'll get used to the